Dr. Chandler has found that 9 months following the rollout, substantial birth rate drops were seen in 13 of 19 European countries, and also England and Wales, Australia, and Taiwan. He found that the decline of births in Switzerland was the largest decline in 150 years, a steeper decline than during two world wars, the Great Depression, and the wide rollout of available birth control. There was an 8.3% drop in the birth rate of Germany through three quarters of this year, 2022. England and Wales had a 12% birth rate drop through June of 22, which is when their government stopped publishing data related to this. Remember, I reported that the BBC had to publish a spike in miscarriages and spontaneous abortions. Well, they decided to stop looking over there in Britain in June of this past year. Taiwan reported an alarming birth rate drop, but its data also are incomplete. Australian birth rates, I hope you're sitting down, fell 21% from October to November 2021, followed by a 63% decrease from November to December of 2021. Dramatic drop. And on August 25th, 2022, a Swiss research group called Hagemann Group published a statement regarding the decline of live births in Europe. Quote, "My analysis puts the monthly birth figures in relation to the average of the last 3 years. In advance, it should be noted that every single examined European country shows a monthly decline in birth rates of up to more than 10% compared to the last 3 years. I can show that this very alarming signal cannot be explained by infections with COVID-19. However, one can establish a clear temporal correlation to COVID vaccinations incidence in the age group of men and women between 18 and 49 years, meaning childbearing age. Therefore, in-depth statistical and medical analyses have to be demanded." So Dr. Chandler has categorically proven the mechanism for the drop in birth rate, the fact that Pfizer knew and the FDA knew that women's fertility was going to be ruined, as well as men's fertility ruined by these injections, that they went ahead anyway, that 80% of the babies that they followed died, and they went ahead anyway. And now 9 months later, there is a double-digit drop in live births in Western Europe and other advanced countries like Australia. And, you know, we haven't seen the numbers for the United States. I'll ask him to work on that. But this fits in completely with what Natalie Winters is finding and this bioweapon theory, because they're killing off Western Europe.